episode 4 of Pokemon Watch with us. I'm here. I'm here.
You are here.
Yeah, once actually.
Well, yes, you are actually physically here.
I am here with my co-host
Jordan.
I'm Zach. I'm also here, but not. See, I'm not here like emotionally or spiritually. I'm only here physically.
What about mentally?
Nope, gone.
Awesome.
Well, okay.
Today we're going to talk about episodes 4 and 5 of the Pokemon anime. Episode 4 is Challenge of the Samurai, and episode 5 is Showdown in Pewter City. But first, we're going to turn it over to Zach for the Pokemon question of the day.
Yeah, and first, you know, because we're kind of surprising you by doing two episodes at once, if you need to pause for, you know, 22 minutes to go watch the fifth episode, that's all good. But our Pokemon question of the week is, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you met Samurai in the Viridian Forest, how hard would you punch him in the face?
I guess we're to pick now, or what?
Yeah, you just pick 1 through 10. What, 10 being, like, I would punch him so hard I'd probably break his jaw. 1 being, like, I would just kind of, like, try and punch him, like, not really, like, as a joke, you know? Oh, a 2 for flinching situation.
I give him a little love tap, but without the love.
Oh.
Oh, just a straight up
just
tap.
Just a straight up tap.
Spicy tap.
But it's in the range of friendly, but just a little bit too hard. Like,
where he's like, wait, was that a joke or are you actually hitting me?
But it's in that, it's ambiguous.
Questionable, yeah, sure, questionable for ambiguous. Sure.
Okay.
I give a good old 3 on the scale, the puncher scale. Yeah. I don't really have a reason besides he's an interesting man that just needs a little bit of course correction.
Yeah.
Because he lives his life in the forest just battling random people.
Alone.
I would not. I would do 0. I would not punch him.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a good person. I would never punch someone else.
That was a straight setup. And now for our 30-second recap. I'll start.
Okay.
So Weedle comes up, and Ash is like, oh, I'm gonna catch a Weedle. And then there's this weird dude that comes up in the forest that's a samurai dude, excuse me. And he tries to battle Ash, and he ends up scaring away the Weedle, and so then Ash battles him, and then their battle gets interrupted by a bunch of Beedle, and then they get chased, and then the Beedle end up destroying everything.
I'm sorry. I had a vivid image of a Sakura dressed up as a samurai.
That was a rough one, to be honest. Like, as soon as Matt broke and started laughing, I just like it. Nothing else mattered. I didn't care.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh man, I skipped like easily a third of that episode.
Oh yeah, that was really bad. Truly, a poor showing. Still somehow better than mine from last week. Mostly because I spent most of my time trying to find out if they had shown the same scene twice.
Yeah.
Or where I got that idea. All right, Matt, do you want to go next?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
So there's this samurai dude, right? He has a sword. Who knows if it's real? I don't know. He comes and he's like, hey, Ash, I'm going to fight you. And so they fight. And they both have a Metapod, so that's kind of a problem because they don't fight. And so they just sit there watching the Metapod for like 12 hours. And then Beedrill comes and they're like, hey, takes Metapod. And then Usher's like, oh no, and they run away. But then he feels bad, so he has to go get back and get the Metapod. And then he gets him, he saves them from the Beedrill, and he has this really cute moment with him. And then Metapod evolves into Butterfree, and it's cute.
Wow.
That was actually really good.
1 second to spare.
Yeah, that was good work.
Yeah.
I pass the trophy already, but you'll have to vote for yourselves.
well, we'll have to see. All right, Okay, so Ash's gang are still in Viridia City. It's just Misty at this point, but they decide they meet up with this one dude who's been challenging all the Palatown kids, and Ash is the last one, so he's been hunting for him. They start a battle, and Ash totally wrecks his pincer, which is dope, and then they battle Metapod versus Metapod, and it doesn't really work out super well. Then Team Rocket shows up with their shenanigans, and they totally defeat the... And then I just got really nervous about how much time I had left. I felt like I was going really strong, and then I looked at the timer, and I had like...
You were taking way too much time on that fight.
You gotta choose what you're gonna skip. Yeah. That's the trick.
It's yeah, true. That is mm-hmm. the trick, you know.
Not my best work. Matt kind of easily won that one, I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know, let's let the audience decide. Yeah, because it's true. A lot of room. It doesn't... Maybe they like somebody who's spending time.
Yeah.
Spending time and putting the love on it, you know? Okay, I have a thought from the beginning of this episode. So Ash breaks the fourth wall to tell the audience that you have to weaken a Pokemon before you can catch it. He literally looks exactly at the audience, exactly through the camera, through the fourth wall, totally shattering it with his piercing gaze into the souls of all of 11-year-olds and, you know, 23-year-olds watching. And how do you feel about that?
I mean, does it happen often or no? Like, I feel like that doesn't happen.
Well, I don't think it happens very often.
No. It doesn't. That's why it's so strange.
Yeah.
Did it not, like, affect you guys when he literally talked to you? Like, eye to eye, as a man speaks to another?
I guess not. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little bit weird and out of, like, what it should be, but...
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, it was weird that they decided to really... It feels like a sledgehammer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they use a rapier or more elegant weapon to drive that point?
I'm sorry, a what?
A rapier? It's called a rapier, isn't it?
Yeah, you said rapier.
Yeah, you definitely said rapier.
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 What did I say? Raper?
Rapier.
What?
Rapier.
Rapier.
So what did you guys think of the samurai as a character?
He was so weird. Oh my gosh. The entire time.
Okay, but how many samurai equivalents have you met in real life?
How do you mean? I haven't met a single
samurai.
How
do you mean? I mean, like, he's a specific type of nerd. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
This, like, nerd that's, like, I don't even know how to put words to it, but, like, I really love samurai because he totally fits... Satoshi's original design philosophy when he was designing the trainers. So he specifically designed the trainers to look lame. He wanted them to look like nerds and like they were just like super weird kids. And like Samurai is totally in that sphere, which I really love.
I like that.
That is interesting.
I love his speech pattern. It's so like yeah. medieval.
Yes, exactly. He's like m'lady. Like he's yeah. very much. We know these people. They yeah. exist. We love them. I love it.
The thing with Samurai for me was that he definitely was the samurai character. The only thing that I wish they had done is I wish they would have done like a better team up in the moment. You know, it didn't really feel like he was ever really part of their team, and he wasn't supposed to be. You know. Part of their team forever, but for the episode he was like they were facing the same enemy of bee drills. Every once in a while you get those really good episodes where you get the team for the episode. I feel like that could have been this episode.
But Samurai's the antagonist for Ash in this episode. And
yeah,
he teaches Ash a lesson.
Well, he teaches yeah. Ash the same lesson that everyone else does, where he's bad at raising Pokemon.
Yeah, but Ash really takes it to heart this time, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Like, yeah. I really love this episode because we see development in Ash, right? And I feel like a good Pokemon episode, we're going to move, you know, a character forward a step. Any character. I think that's kind of my personal criteria for a good episode, is if it moves one character at least half a step forward.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Can we just talk about how horrible that scene of Metapod, getting crushed in half by Pinsir was in Ash's imagination? Oh my God. It was so explicit. I was like, you cannot show this on kids' television. This is crazy. He literally gets cracked in half.
Yeah.
It's enough to give kids nightmares.
Aside from that, though, what did you guys think of the first trainer versus trainer battle in the anime?
Okay, well, I love how they show Harden, how they, animated it. Yeah. It looks so cool because they just, all they did was just change his lighting. I love that. That's so cool. Or his, speaking of Metapods, they just draw him metallically. Mm-hmm. No color change, mm-hmm. no bright light. It just, they change his lighting, the way his lighting is rendered, which I really love.
Yeah, but to answer your question, I thought it was really fun that it was just, like, kind of the lamest battle ever. Of they just both boringly harden until they're like they can't harden anymore, where they reach max harden, apparently, is a thing.
It is.
There we go. But yeah, it was just fun that it wasn't like the super intense battle.
I think it leaves a lot of room for growth,
mm-hmm.
in that, like, when you compare the first battle to like the championship late in like episode 70 or whatever, it like shows a lot of like change of how Ash has grown as a trainer too.
Okay, yeah, I also actually really like this battle, and I like it because it very much feels like two trainers who don't really know what they're doing. Like, I know that, I don't know, that sounds obvious, but it feels very true to like two, you know, 7-year-olds playing Pokemon together, not knowing what they're gonna do. They're just like, "Oh, you harden, I harden. You harden, I harden." And it's like nobody will win. So I feel like this episode really is in the spirit of Pokemon in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love how Team Rocket plays in this episode. It's so fun.
I love Team Rocket in this episode. They are so strong for comedic relief. The Team Rocket's tank is amazing. So, funny.
So funny
watching them run through the forest in that paper tank is so good. There are a lot of moments in this episode that are like genuinely really funny. There was a couple jokes that didn't land. One of them was Ash and Samurai falling from fatigue at the end of that battle. Like, okay, what, they exerted so much effort watching each other's Metapods use Harden over and over and over again, and then they like fainted. Whatever. It's whatever. It's a kid show. We'll leave it.
I thought it was interesting that this episode ends with Samurai giving his full-fledged approval of Ash. Even though not a ton immediately changes, I mean, we do get the Ash moment of figuring out that he has responsibility over his Pokemon, but it was interesting to me that that moment immediately led to Metapod saving him and then evolving. Why do you think he needed to evolve right then?
I think that's kind of the reason, like, the writers are definitely using Butterfree as a tool to, like, solve the problem they've created.
Yeah.
And the way that Ash gets that solution is through his character growth. So he finally learns that he has to take responsibility for his own actions. He can't blame other people for his mistakes. And, like, I think that that's actually such a huge lesson. How many kid shows have you seen or heard recently that have that message in an episode or something? Like, I can't think of one.
Yeah,
I can't think
either.
Of a single one.
Yeah.
That's such a, like, huge and important fact to teach people that, like, we have responsibility for what we do, and, like, that's up to us. And I remember when I was talking about the show with a friend a little while ago, that's, like, one of the things that really made me more interested in watching this show, is some of those, like, lessons and morals that are being taught in the show. Some of them, you know, some of the points that the show makes are a little antiquated, but some of them are kind of a little bit lost right now, and not being voiced in media, I don't think. So, I think that is really, really cool. I think that's one of the reasons why I really appreciate this episode.
Yeah, I like that.
But also, Butterfree talks to Ash in this episode.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. The, like, yeah, okay. I don't...
So
what?
Strange. I think this is a consistent problem the show is going to have throughout, is sometimes Pokemon can just, like, talk to their trainers and communicate, and their trainers understand them, and when it's more convenient for them not to be able to do that, then it's they don't, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so Matt, overall, what were your feelings on this episode?
I think it's a good episode. There's a lot there. I think it can be a bit boring at times, but it has good, like there's good character development, good, like, lessons taught, good, there's funny moments and everything. Just sometimes it falls flat at points.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that this episode was actually pretty good. I think that Samurai was an interesting character. I enjoyed it, but he didn't, like, resonate with me. But I really like this episode. I would definitely watch it again.
This is my favorite episode so far. Mm-hmm. This is the one I've enjoyed the most. I think it's the most tight plot-wise, and most of the jokes are funny. I think there are only two jokes that I didn't like in this entire episode. And Team Rocket are played so good, mm-hmm. which... Yeah. Is just really huge. I also would love to meet the other trainers that Samurai battled, which I don't think we are going to, but that's, I feel like if there's a missed opportunity in this episode, it would be if the later episodes don't show those trainers that they mentioned.
Yeah.
Alrighty, now should we do our 30-second wrap-ups of episode 5, which is called Showdown in Peter City.
You want to start the 30-second recap?
Yeah, I'll start the 30-second recap.
Okay.
All right, so Ash and Misty arrive in Peter City where they meet Flint, who is a hobo. And then they go to the gym and they find Brock. And Brock totally wrecks Ash and Pikachu. And then Ash and Pikachu are like, "Oh," and Misty's like, "Listen, you dummy, I'll help you and you can win." And he's like, "No thanks." And then Flint is like, "Hey, I've got a magic machine that's going to supercharge your Pikachu." And so they do steroids and then they go and beat Brock. And then Brock and his dad are reunited because his dad was a hobo.
Okay, you definitely went over, but there you go.
Like 2 seconds, though.
Okay, fine, whatever.
That was a pretty good one.
It was a pretty good one.
I feel strong about that.
You feel strong about that?
Yeah, I feel strong.
Matt, do you want to go or do you want me to?
You can go.
Okay. So, it starts with Team Rocket. They're, like, shoveling some stuff. And then we meet Flint, and he is a hobo doing selling some rocks. And then Ash goes and faces off with Brock and fails horrifically. And then they leave, and he's real sad about it. Then he meets Brock's family, who has 10 younger siblings. And then he goes and with Flint, and they steroid his Pikachu. And then they go back and face Brock, and they don't actually win, but he gets the thing anyways. The badge.
That one seemed familiar.
No way. It's almost like we're doing the same episode.
I suppose.
Yeah, that one.
Guess you can't call it plagiarism if you're taken from the same source material.
You missed Team Rocket, though.
I did miss Team Rocket. But to be fair,
they were barely in the
episode. Yeah, I was like, didn't we all during this episode?
So, Ash and Misty come out of the forest, and they meet Flint, the failed Pokemon trainer who is now a rock salesman. Flint takes him to the Pokemon gym, where Ash meets Brock, and they fight, and Brock takes Ash to town. And so, Ash is sad, he goes with Flint, and Flint supercharges the Pikachu, and they go back, and he fights Brock again, and Ash only wins because the sprinklers go off, somehow. And so Brock gives him the badge, even though Ash feels like he doesn't deserve it.
That was also very good.
Yeah, it was a very good one.
Mm-hmm. We're getting better.
We are getting better.
You guys are getting better.
Yeah, so what are you guys' thoughts and feelings?
I really like this episode.
Okay, I asked for your thoughts and feelings, not about this episode. It was a general question. Matt, what are your thoughts and feelings? What are you feeling right now?
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't shut me out. Sorry, Matt. What are your overall thoughts and feelings about this episode?
I don't even know anymore. You go ahead.
All right. This episode was not as good as the other one. But I remember really liking it the first time I watched it. But this time around, I was kind of like, whatever on it.
Okay. For me, I definitely felt like it was an odd episode altogether. Like, just, and none of it was, like, bad, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Right. Yeah, but so Flint sells rocks, and why would you sell rocks?
Yeah.
And to whom?
Yep. I mean, I think it's to just really drill home that, like, he was a failure.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
He does give the explanation that they're souvenirs, but, like, that's a pretty lame
story. No, yeah.
They're souvenirs. I forgot about that. That's funny. You're right. Actually, I think it's a good business model. If somebody was like, it's a souvenir rock, I'd be like, funny.
Yeah,
okay, I'll
buy
one.
I feel like I bought a rock before as a souvenir.
Actually, I definitely have in Yellowstone when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, I am his target demographic. I like Joy when they meet her in the Poke Center. She's like, I'm the older Joy. I think all Nurse Joys should get a superlative so we can tell them apart. So, like, I'm Joy, the musical one, you know? Or, like, I'm Joy, the one with really long nails.
But
I'm Joy, the emo one.
Okay, yeah, Goth Joy.
Ooh, I like that.
Goth Joy. Whoa, what happened there? That was crazy. Double hesitation to silence.
What a good combo.
Whoa, that is a crazy combo. I feel like there is a huge missed opportunity in this episode, and that is that they just really... Like, where they take Ash narratively throughout this episode is really interesting. So they have Misty propose help in the beginning of the episode. She's like, hey, gym leaders are really tough. You should get some help from me. And he's like, no way, dummy. And then she's like, fine, whatever. Do it yourself then. And also pay for my lunch. Which, honestly, power move. Love to see that. But, I feel like they really missed it. Because where we land with that kind of through line is Misty keeps offering him help, and he's like, no. And then he accepts help from Flint, which is, like, essentially a shortcut. He literally, like, steroids his Pikachu with an electric machine. And then he ends up winning, and he gets rewarded for taking a shortcut. And I feel like the lesson you're supposed to get in this episode is, like, sometimes you just have to do things yourself. But, like, I feel like a better narrative would have been, like, sometimes you have to learn how to accept help from people who are more knowledgeable than you.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that this one, narratively, for me, falls a little bit flat.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that Misty actually, like, was a pretty fun part of the episode, even though she was a very small portion of it.
Mm.
I thought that it was interesting how they used her, kind of like you mentioned.
I feel like Misty is also a missed opportunity in this episode because they could have used this episode and, like, why she knows so much about, like, gym trainers to set up, like, the foreshadowing for what is revealed later on in the season that she's, like, I actually don't know. Is she a gym leader in the anime or is she just the sister of gym leaders?
She is a gym leader.
Okay. So that she's a gym leader and that's why she knows so much about the gym challenges and stuff. So I think that in those two areas specifically, this episode falls a little bit flat for me.
I think Brock as a character, though, really hit home in this.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he's introduced in a way that feels so unlike Brock. It makes everything else about Brock's character feel, like, hit home more when you find out. Because, like, when you meet him, he's kind of like a rock-hard personality.
I wish this was a visual podcast so you guys could have seen the face that Matt made when he said that. That was so funny.
But that's, like, totally unlike Brock's actual personality, and it really is cool to see his actual personality come out when he is with around his siblings, and then later when he joins Ash, and he's so enthusiastic about everything. And
mm-hmm.
It's...
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that Brock was a... it was interesting to me because I've only seen a few episodes, and me and Zach were watching it together, and I went, what the... Like, it caught me so off guard because I know what Brock is supposed to be like. And I think that it was really, really interesting to come up to, like, the Rock stadium, and Ash just goes, this is the stadium, okay, and, like, walks into this arena that is somewhat underwhelming, but then, like, Brock absolutely destroys him, and I think that also shows Ash's character of, like, he's a little bit overconfident sometimes, and but it's just a lot of what Ash learns through his mistakes in this episode and every episode, but especially this episode.
Yeah, I also want to say that I love the pewter gym design. I have this story in my head that whoever's in the architect was like meeting with, so like I imagine the league commissioner or whatever, whoever is in charge of the league, like shows up to check on the status of the gym being built, and he's like, oh, it's looking pretty good so far, and like talking to the architect, and he's like, yeah, so we figured like it's a rock gym, so we just made it a big rock. And he's like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, so what else are you gonna do with it? And they're like,
steel beams.
Yeah, we're gonna frame it out. I don't have it drawn out, like it's mostly here, but I'll show you later.
I also love the sign. It's a huge rocket.
Yeah, this tiny in the top left.
Pure gym, like tiny text in the top left.
It's weird because I say I like it because I genuinely do like it, but I also find it very funny.
Yeah, yeah. So ironic.
Yeah, and also Flint says that Brock's mom is dead, but she's straight up not dead. So I didn't watch the old anime, but when I was older, I did watch the advanced, I watched the Battle Frontier episodes. So whenever Ash was like in, what's that one region called? The third one.
Hoenn.
When he was in Hoenn with like Misty Max and whatever and Brock. And we meet, no wait. There's an episode with Brock's mom somewhere in this series. And so that's strange.
Yeah. Yeah. That is strange.
Well, and it's also weird because he ends up being the dad. And so, like, he should know.
Right. Flint should know.
Yeah. Because he's Brock's dad. No.
That his wife is alive. I don't know. It's interesting. Well, any more thoughts from this episode? Oh, I actually do have another thought. So Onyx and Geodude are both part ground Pokemon, and Ash uses Pikachu to defeat both of them. That's a huge oversight. I feel like that's inexcusable, actually.
Yeah,
I know, I agree. I also think it's weird that like Pikachu keeps getting just like charged up for things. I don't remember that being a mechanic.
I think it always has been to like some extent, and it does make sense. I just wish that they didn't do it like so often.
Yeah.
Especially in this episode, I feel like it so narratively misses the point of, I don't know. Because if it's like you're supposed to work hard and they're like, but we're just going to use a shortcut.
Yeah.
Could have had a training montage.
Exactly. I love a training montage.
I also think that it's interesting that he still got the badge. Because I was actually more excited about him having to go through the work again. Like we would have to wait another episode.
Oh.
And I thought that was going to be the story. And then Brock ends up coming out and giving him the badge, which I felt was like unnecessary, to be honest. Like it would have been more impactful if they had waited, and then you get this like last minute, here's Brock's father so he can join you, and it just like the last few minutes are super rushed to make sure that this other story happens that I haven't seen yet. It would have been better if they had taken the time with it.
Don't worry, this is not the last time that Ash gets a gym badge by not beating the gym.
Good, I'm glad. Oh, good. Alrighty, well, Matt, what were your overall thoughts from this episode?
I think it was good, mostly just because of Brock, I feel like. I think Brock is probably my favorite character in all the series, in at least the first series season. And I love the way that he's introduced. I think there were a lot of less good parts of this episode, but just because of that, I like it.
I like that. I overall liked the episode. It was really rushed in some parts. Actually, really just overall. And I think they could have done better with it. I definitely liked Brock, though. I thought that was really fun, especially me not having seen this before and then being so thrown by Brock being an absolute rock.
But I like this episode. I think it's pretty good. It also, I mean, it completes our trio, which is nice. And I actually kind of, like, I was getting nervous. I wondered how they were going to handle the, like, dad coming back to his family at the end of the episode, because I knew that was going to happen, but I wasn't sure how Pokemon was going to handle it, because, you know, they don't have, like, the show so far doesn't have a track record of, like, emotionally handling heavily emotional moments, like, super well. But I actually like that they kind of, like, used it as just, like, a joke. But they, it was like, it felt like an appropriate joke because, you know, like, Brock's dad is like, now I know you probably have a lot of questions for me and we're going to have to work through this, but I hope, like, we can get through this. And then Brock is just kind of like, whatever, dude, I don't, like, you, I'm clocking out. It's your turn. Like, I'm out of here. Overall, I felt like they handled it well enough. And it also, it wasn't like, oh, perfect, my dad's back. Like, whatever, I instantly forgive him. It was like, okay, cool, you're back. Like, I don't, like, I'm just kind of going to check out then and I'm going to teach you what you need to know and I'm out of here. Which I felt like was a good handling of the situation. Alrighty, Matt, would you like to watch this episode again?
I would watch this episode again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd watch it again too. I thought it was fun, but it was... It just wasn't like how I would have done it or how I would have wanted them to do it, but
it was... If I was watching it alone, again, I would skip this episode. But if I was watching it with somebody who hadn't seen the series, I'd be like, no, this is an essential good enough watch. We're going to watch it.
And this episode was actually number 8 in, like, the... what's that list called? It's, like, the 10 most important episodes. It's number 8.
Really?
Like, yeah. Of people should watch it if they want to get into the Pokemon anime.
That makes sense. It introduced one of the, like, main characters.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's definitely essential. I like this episode overall. I just think it could have been better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
So now do we want to talk about some fun facts about these episodes?
Let's do
it. Let's do the fun facts.
Fun facts.
Some facts that are fun.
Who wants to start?
I'll start. Both looked at me. Okay.
So my fun fact is in the Dutch and Polish dubs of the episode, Ash refers to Gary as Bailey while talking with Samurai, which I thought was super interesting just because it's fun to catch those errors, but it also took quite a few episodes for it to be corrected, and they eventually, of course, go back to Gary. But yeah, I thought that was super interesting of that Ash called, like, in the canon in a different country, they had the wrong name, which I know happens here too, but I haven't found one of those examples yet.
So. Yeah, that's an interesting catch.
My fun fact comes from episode 5, and it's about Brock's siblings. And this is actually, episode 5 is the episode that has the most unique named characters introduced, and that is because of Brock's siblings. Because there's 9 of them, all with unique names and voice actors.
That's awesome. Well, they don't have new voice actors, because Missy and Brock both voice some of the kids.
Some of them, yeah. But
Right.
In Japanese, though, all of Brock's younger siblings, their names include, like, a pun on the number. So, like, the second, or the oldest one is named Jiro, which is second son in Japanese.
Huh.
And all of them go through, like, third son, 4, 5, 6, all those. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool, super funny. Yeah. I that's super cool. Huh. For my fun fact of the week, in the manga or comic book adaptation of the Samurai episode, the Cowder P joke was cut. And thank goodness, right? Alrighty, let's move over to our mailbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Alrighty, yeah. So every week we will read the emails that we get, some emails that we get from our fans. You can reach us at PokemonWWU@gmail.com. That's PokemonWWU@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts from the episode. Send us who you think did the best 30-second roundup from that week. And also tell us about yourself. Why not? A little bit. Anywho, this letter comes from Thomas. He said, hi. Will you be discussing the movies? If so, will you be discussing them in chronological order, wherein they're placed in the show or after each season? So yes, we will be discussing the movies. We will also be discussing them where they're placed in the show. So I believe the first movie is...
It's about episode 70.
So that's really far in the future.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's why we're going to try and probably do 2 episodes per week from here on out, just to try and move things along a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sending this email, Thomas. We really appreciate it.
yeah, we're excited to keep reviewing all the different episodes as well as the movies. And we're excited for what's coming. I think that this is going to be fun. We're glad that you guys are enjoying it. If you guys want to support us by following us on Twitter at PokemonWWU or Instagram, the same thing, we'd really appreciate that. You can also vote there on who you think did the 30-second recap best. And obviously it was me. So,
that is debatable.
I think it's not that debatable. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Sorry I said it that way. I really regret it.
Bye.
Bye.
Chance to say a different bye. Do you want to say a different
bye? Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Should we harmonize?
Bye.
Why'd you start so high?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Normally the first guy goes low.
That's true.
Sure, I got it.
Bye. Oh, that's definitely going in.